I can't hear you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, this evening. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we praise the Lord, saints. We praise the Lord for even as a time such as this, Lord God, a time where so much is happening, Lord God, that even that time where we just lay prostrate before you and we just say, Lord, let us know truly what was going on so that we as a church can move in the spirit that you will guide and direct us. So, Father, we thank you that this is a truly Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and we greet you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we thank God for our founder and our leader, Apostle Asia Hurd. Amen. And on this beautiful Wednesday evening, this is our 8 p.m. Bible study, where we are officially kicking off the King of Kings in Me series. Amen. The King of Kings in Me series for the whole month of June. Amen. That is being led this evening by our very own kingdom man who saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, Prophet David Vandell Atkins of the Restoration Revival Ministry. Amen. We are located, saints, at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. I repeat that again. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. And we invite you, saints, that you may peruse the website where there is a host of blessed things. Amen. There's a host of blessed things on the website for you to receive what the Holy Spirit has released. So you can not only be empowered, but you can be impacted. You can be informed, you can be inspired, and even corrected in the Holy Spirit. Amen? And we encourage you, saints, also to download our church app on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. And just so you'll know that it's free, no charge. As I say, it's free 99. It's no charge to download. Amen? And those of you that may have noise in your background, please put your phone on mute. Amen? So that we won't have any disruptive noise. As the man of God brings forth a powerful word on the night. But please understand your praise and your amens and your hallelujahs is truly welcome when you're not on mute. Amen? Hallelujah. And I ask that you please receive this in love because that's the spirit that it is given. Amen? Amen. And with that, we'll have scripture reading. And then after the scripture reading, our very own apostle will lead us into prayer, and then I will invite the speaker of the hour to come forth. Amen? Amen. If you can, turn with me to Psalms chapter 9. Psalms chapter 9. Psalms chapter 9, verse 1 through 20. And when you get it, say amen. Psalms chapter 9. Starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 9, verse 1, and it goes on and it says, I will praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So with that, before we actually go into the scripture reading, I ask that we go into prayer. Apostle, would you lead us into prayer?
Hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to your name, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory, God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name on tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to your name. We lift you up on tonight, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for the mind to want to be in your presence, oh, God, hallelujah.
Yes,
for the mind not to forsake the assembly. assembly, O God, hallelujah. We commit this Bible study unto thee, O God, hallelujah. Anoint the speaker of the hour on tonight, O God, hallelujah. Put your word in his mouth, O God, hallelujah. Use him for your glory, O God, hallelujah. O God, even as the people are logging in, O God, hallelujah. Refocus them, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, O God, bring forth a word to activate their faith on tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you for doing it on tonight, O God, for activating the faith of your people, O God, that they may receive the provision of your word, O God. For without faith, no man can please the Lord. O God, we thank you, O God, hallelujah, Jesus, for multiply faith on tonight, O God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, O God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory on tonight, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we lift you up, hallelujah. We magnify you, God, hallelujah. We thank you for your blessings, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah, Jesus, and everyone that is participating in this service, even those that are just blessing you and saying thank you and that is hearing the word on tonight, oh, God, we thank you for your provision for each and every one of us, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for a time such as this and all hallelujah. Things we choose just to give thanks in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, Apostle, for that mighty prayer in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And saints, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms chapter 9. Psalms chapter 9. And we'll be reading from verse 1 through verse 20. Once again, the scripture reading for tonight is Psalms chapter 9, verse 1 through 20. Amen. And it reads, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Psalms chapter 9, starting from verse 1 through 20. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all your marvelous works. Verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. Verse 4, for you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat in the throne judging right. You have rebuked the heathen. You have destroyed the wicked. You have put their names forever and ever. You have put out their name forever and ever. Verse 6 of Psalms chapter 9. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and you have destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. 7. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has poured his throne for judgment. Verse 8. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Hallelujah. A refuge in times of trouble. Oh, this verse is for the here and now and this day that we're dealing with exactly right now. Verse 10 of Psalms 9, and it continues and it says, and they who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken them who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Verse 12 of Psalms 9. When he makes ingestions for blood, he remembers them. He forgets not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death. Verse 14. That I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. Verse 15, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. Wow, I got to read that again. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Verse 16, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Selah. Verse 17 of Psalms 9, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forgot God, shall not always be forgotten. Verse 18, once again, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor, put your phone on mute. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Verse 19, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in your sight. Last verse, verse 20. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing on this reading. Amen. And just for point of verification, Prophetess Dr. Vandell Atkins, are you on the line?
Yeah, we're on the line now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We thank you for that scripture reading, and we thank God for this time. We thank God that we have shown ourselves faithful, that in the midst of the pandemic and the paranoia and the pain and all the things that people are dealing with at this time, that we get to dine and sup with you, O Lord. And we thank you for that as we introduce the speaker of the hour, Prophetess Dr. Vandell Atkins. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I
thank
you, Lord, from the Restoration Revival Ministry. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord,
please give a hearty welcome. Thank you. CSCC, welcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We thank God for what God is doing, how he's able to bring his people together. Even
Jesus.
During this pandemic, we're still able to do the will of God and the work of God. And so
Absolutely.
We thank God for this opportunity, and we thank God for the call. Amen. Apostle Asia Herb, we thank God for you so much. And Bishop Isaac Herb, we thank God for you. You both are such a blessing to our lives. Amen. And to the people of God. We thank God. Amen. The topic we were speaking on tonight is the King of Kings in me. The King of Kings in me. And the scripture.
Hallelujah.
That we're starting with it's Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. The life I now live is Christ and him crucified. And this is the start, amen, of that kingdom life, because we're no longer living for ourselves, but we're living for Christ. He is
Amen.
Our King of Kings. He's our Lord of Lords. And when we are born again, he now is living on the inside of us.
Amen.
You understand that? He lives.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
That means we have yielded all of our now attributes and our situations and our personalities and is now governed by the Spirit of God. We are born, meaning we in the likeness of God. I like to say, a lot of times people say when you get saved, you're taking on the likeness of Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
The
amen.
Likeness of Christ. We like when a child is born, he's taken on the likeness of his mother and his father. Likeness.
Amen.
But he also has his own what personality. But what Paul is saying, you got to be willing to yield your personality to the Spirit of God. This is what Paul's talking about.
Amen, amen.
Being able to be crucify your flesh, meaning it's no longer what I, it's not all about I anymore. it's more or less what he wants.
Amen, amen.
And what God does, he pulls the king out of us. That is
true. Amen.
He pulls the king. He calls the king out of us. Then we're able
preach,
to say,
preach.
I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. They said, I can't be that Superman. But in Christ, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And he gives the wisdom. And he gives the knowledge. The Bible said in the book of Acts 2 and 1 through 4, it said, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you should have what? Power. Power to speak in tongues. You have that dunamis power now. That power now to resist the devil. Power to even resist your flesh. Now you have the power to bring your flesh under subjection. Because that king inside of you, that king inside of you, it would overpower that temper, that nastiness. It's because he's going to pull that king out of there. And because the king lives inside of me, he causes me to, like they say, walk right, talk right,
Jesus.
Dress right, be right, because the king in me, I can do those things. In myself, I am limited in myself. I'm limited. I'm more or less like Gideon was. Gideon, Judges 6, Judges 6, 12 and 13. The Bible said when the Spirit of God found Gideon, he was hiding from the enemy. He was hiding. He hiding. Did no longer want to face confrontation or face reality or to face the storm or to deal with people and to deal with attitudes. So I'd rather just hide out.
Mm.
But the Spirit of the Lord found him, and an angel began to minister to him and call him Gideon, man of valor. So he more or less looked around and said, I don't know who you're talking about. What the
Amen.
Spirit of God was doing was calling out the king, calling out of that king that's inside of you. When Christ is in you, it's the king in there. Hallelujah. For the women, it's a kingship. It's a king. But so she can act like a queen because the king lives on the
wow.
inside.
Wow.
I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why, amen, sometimes we want to settle for less. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of God pulls the king out of us. I don't want a wool coat. I want a mink. I feel that I want to have faith enough that if God build my faith up, that king inside of you say, by faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's going to pull the king out of you. Hallelujah. He's going to relate to the God inside of you. Your anointing is going to tap in. Amen. That I would have what God say I am. It's no longer what man say I am. It's what God says I am.
Amen.
And what God say you are, you a king's child. Hallelujah.
All right, man.
God say you a king's child.
All
and
right.
Because you are a king's child, amen, you can come out like Gideon did, and he was able to defeat the enemy because the Spirit of God called him out. And
amen.
That's what God is doing tonight. He is calling us out. We serve the King of Kings. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And
amen.
He lives inside of us. Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
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 He lives on the inside of us. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to super rule, hello, that's when he can really pull that kingship out of you. Because
Amen.
You don't walk in fear anymore because you have the Holy Spirit letting you know, God said, God said, God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. He always going to pull that strength out of you. He's going to pull that king out of you. Amen. I don't have to settle for less because I'm a king's child.
Amen.
I'm a king's child. I want I want to say Cadillac, but as the king inside of me say, I want you to have faith enough to get you a Porsche or a Bentley, not caring what the people say.
Uh-oh,
you are a king. So there's going to be times that God is going to deal with the king side of you. When you want those things, that's the king inside of you. When you want a better house, that's that king inside of you.
Amen.
What a king does, a king lives in a palace. Queen lives in a palace. And so wherever you are, it's going to indoctrinate you, change you. Not only am I going to look like a king, I'm going to act like one. Jesus said, I'm going away, and greater work shall you do. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. And because I am, amen, a king's kid, and he lives inside of me, that means the kingdom of God is in me. Let's think about that for a moment. The kingdom of God is in me. Somebody need to write that down. The kingdom of God is in me. He gave another scripture in the book of Matthew. He said, whatsoever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's kingdom. That kingdom he's talking about, that same authority that God, amen, has. He's giving you that power on earth. In your natural bodies, I'm giving you power. I'm
amen.
Giving you power to cast out devils. I'm giving you power even to prophesy. I'm giving
amen.
You power,
amen.
Amen, to walk kingdom, to walk like
amen.
The kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm giving you that power. That's why I told you, amen, as you pray, we pray what? The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What? Thy kingdom come. Where? In us. It comes on the inside of us. That's where the kingdom is.
Hallelujah.
It's on the inside of us. So wherever you go, or go, the kingdom is there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What plane you get on, you can command. Hallelujah. It will not fall out of the sky because the kingdom is here. Hallelujah. Through the kingdom, you have power. Hallelujah. On earth, you have power. Hallelujah. Amen. He let you know, amen, that we are a reflection. Reflection of him on the throne. Reflection of him with power. With reflection of him with dominion. Like the book of Genesis, he wanted man to have dominion and to possess. Dominion is to possess, to have, to decree. Hallelujah. If we only believe that there's a king inside of us. Many times the devil cheats us when we don't walk in faith. God can't really bless us like he want to bless us because he don't tap into your flesh. He taps into your spirit.
Amen.
And when your spirit has arrived, saying, I know that through Christ, I can do all things through Christ. Now, the kingdom Amen. Is coming to you quickly. The kingdom is coming to you real fast. Hallelujah, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come.
In me
is the kingdom. In me. And I don't have to look around for it. It's in me.
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now you are empowered. You have that dunamis power to overcome every work of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can do things you have never done before because we serve a king that is all wise and all knowing. There's no one that knows more than God. No one.
Amen.
We have to study. But after we finish studying, then the Holy Spirit with the kingship comes and show us how to operate things. Because
yes,
sometimes
Lord.
With all that studying, as Paul said, with all that wisdom and knowledge, according to the wisdom of God, is done. That means nothing. Nothing compares to the wisdom of God, the kingdom
Amen.
That lives inside of you. My wife threw, amen, a manual to me, and I didn't know what I was doing. But I said, Holy Spirit, you know all things. They had, looked like 1,000 screws and 1,000 different things to this cabinet. That cabinet, amen, it was a computer table connected with cabinets. And I looked at it, grabbed the manual. I said, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm tapping into the kingdom. I'm tapping into God.
Call
you
on,
was in the mind
on.
Of the man who made this. You
rise
was in the
up,
mind
up,
of that person
up.
Who put it together. Because
Release,
the Bible rise. Said, you're the God of witty inventions. You was there. You was there when the Wright brothers, amen, wanted to fly. Hello, somebody. You were there, amen, when the man was creating the light bulb. You were there. It was your spirit. It was the kingdom came. The kingdom came. And light bulbs came. The kingdom came. The kingdom comes with wisdom. The kingdom comes with knowledge. It comes with dunamis. And I looked at that manual. In my flesh, I don't know what was going on. But after I prayed, the kingdom came. Hallelujah. I tell everybody, never go to a mechanic and they give you all the screws back. And they give you things that you don't need this or you don't need that. Everything serves a purpose. In the kingdom, everything serves a purpose. When I finished, I want you to know there was nothing left behind. Every screw was used. Hallelujah. That thing was so put together, it lasts for years. They said, well, you must have been a professional. I said, well, the king inside of me. I don't take no credit. It's the king inside of me.
Jesus.
Oh, God, that was here before. Oh, all mankind, he has all wisdom and knowledge comes from God. And because he lives inside of me, good God, someday I can tap in to the, all the wisdom on the earth. Because once you have Christ, you have all the wisdom of the universe that's living on the inside of you.
Preach.
The king of kings that lives inside of me. Hallelujah. And he gave us scriptures to remind us who we are. The Holy Spirit existed from the beginning of time with God. The Holy Spirit did not just start on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was with Moses when he saw the burning bush. The Holy Spirit, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, called Moses, take off your shoes, for the ground that you're walking on is holy ground. So as he took off his feet, amen, he was basking in the Spirit of God, the Holy God, the King of Kings. He could not have done none of the things he did if the King of Kings did not come inside of him. Long as the King of Kings lives on the inside of us, we can speak. That's why he said scripture, he want to pull it out of you. He said, let the redeemed, those that are crucified with Christ, let the redeemed, those that are born again, let the redeemed, those tongue talkers, let them say, let them speak, let
Hallelujah.
Them create, let
Hallelujah.
Them move upon the earth, because there's no longer them, the ones who depend on me, I will use them, the ones that
Amen.
Look to me. Hallelujah. I will mount them up with wings as an eagle. Did I not say that? Say of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they remember there's a king that lives on the inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes when you're worrying when you shouldn't be worrying. Sometimes
Jesus.
You're crying when you shouldn't be crying.
Yes,
only thing he said, only thing you got to do is just say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, it activates the
Ooh,
king in me.
Geez.
When I said hallelujah, it activates the faith in me. Because the flesh sometimes, hallelujah, it weakens you because you're only flesh.
Amen.
And only the king inside of you remind you. Go ahead, speak in tongues. The
Amen.
King we remind you the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I can commune with you, so I can get you out of this situation. And sometimes the king inside of you will take away your English. Only thing you can do is speak in an unknown tongue.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
On the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, they began to speak in an unknown tongue. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah. What God is doing, he's burying you. Hallelujah. You now live the life that I now live. What it's time to say, flesh gotta die. That's what
that's
saying. In order for the king to live in you, your flesh gotta die. Flesh dies.
Amen.
Amen. And let the king live. Hallelujah. So that's what Paul is saying. Amen. Bring your flesh under subjection. Amen. To the power, to the king, which is God. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
When he died, hello, we died with him. Hello, somebody. And so in
hello.
This flesh, let the flesh die so he can live. And when he lives, hallelujah, inside of you, You can say to the mountain, as you said in Mark 11, you can say, there it is again, the word called say. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say. Those that the king lives inside of them, let them say. Let them talk up. Amen. But the Bible said, the Bible said that Peter spoke out with the Holy Ghost and said, these are not drunkards as you suppose. They are filled with the new wine. That new wine that comes from God, that comes from the King of Kings. They're relating to God. They are not drunk. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak in the ears of God's people.
Amen.
The more we become kingdom conscious, we don't worry as the world worries.
Amen.
Because we know we are a part of the kingdom. And
Amen.
The kingdom of God is in us.
Amen.
That's why he said, let your light so shine before men. What are you talking about? The light of God shine. That they will glorify who? The Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, heaven is not only in the sky. Because you have the kings of kings that lives inside of you. Listen, heaven is
hallelujah.
Heaven is in you. Heaven is in you. God is where if God is where heaven is, and God lives in me, heaven is in me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I can have the things in heaven. Hallelujah, because heaven is in me. Every day can be a happy day, even though the rain is raining, because heaven is in me. That's another thing in y'all. Amen. King. Amen. The King. The King of Kings in me. I thank you so very much. Amen.
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 I stop the Holy
Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I tried to teach it, but the preacher takes over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I wanted a solo before I even taught tonight. I had would that be all right, Bishop and Apostle?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Evangelist Monet, are you there? Sister Monet? Okay. Okay. Get that four. That's a mistake on the flyer. Goodness, yes, it is. Thank God. But anyway, I thank God. It was a young lady who wanted to sing. Beautiful voice.
Amen.
And sings with the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
I just thank God. So I just hope that I was able to bring that out adequately according to the Holy Spirit.
I think
praise
that's her.
God bless you.
And
sometimes when there's a teaching, taught word, amen, sometimes the teacher would say, are there any questions?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Are there any questions? Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, I have a quick
King.
Question. What was the scripture for your reference that I missed?
What's that?
What was the reference for your teaching and that I missed the scripture? Or you can just give me one.
Okay,
we refer to later day.
We came out of Galatians 2 and 20.
Amen.
Okay, I'm writing my notebook, Galatians 2 and 20. Thank you, sir.
That's
Amen.
Right. Galatians Amen. 2 and 20. And we read... we read Acts 2:1-4.
Thank you.
And the Holy Spirit took over, and we did Judges six, 12-13.
Okay. What you're getting
the Holy Spirit,
great.
God will call the king out of you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Right.
That's Christ.
Appreciate
Jesus.
That. Thank you, sir.
You're blessed.
And by
God
the way,
bless
you did an excellent job. I really felt you, as we used to say in my day, you moved the crowd tonight. And the only thing.
Mm. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Oh, this is a great meeting to hear this. I'm blessed, sir. I'm so glad I joined Bishop Heard to hear this word tonight. Thank you.
And the beautiful part is we get to hear the prophet once again. And the beautiful thing is we get to hear the prophet once again on Sunday service at 1 p.m. Amen?
Okay.
That was just that was just an appetizer. Make sure you come Sunday with that. That was just a little chicken fingers and a little calamari. And a little
I love you guys so much. I love you so very much.
Hallelujah.
Y'all pull the best out of me. Y'all pull the best. Y'all pull my years out.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
I need to hear it tonight, so please believe me. You provided a great resource tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So as we heard the beautiful word on tonight, the kingdom of light lives in each and every one of us on this phone line. Amen.
Amen.
Kill the flesh and let the king live in you. Amen.
Amen,
in order
sir.
For the king to work in its fullness, you got to kill the flesh daily. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What you did on Monday don't make a difference when you wake up on Tuesday. Kill it dead again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You killed anger on Monday. It might try to rise its head on Tuesday. Kill it dead. Amen.
Amen.
And as the word was said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and he will call the king out of you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing.
Ooh,
and it shall be established. Jesus,
Woo.
And it shall be established unto thee, and the light
Woo.
Shall shine upon thy ways.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
And I pass it on. Before we do the prayer of salvation, to my founder and leader of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Apostle Asia Hurd, do you want to say anything, add anything? Amen. Amen.
I think the soloist is on the line.
Hey, okay, go ahead. That'll be perfect. She can sing. Amen.
Sister Monet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Come on and bless us. God bless you. This is our
Hallelujah.
This is our golden voice of restoration. All right, Sister Monet. Go right ahead.
Okay. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks
Hallelujah.
To the Holy One. Give thanks for he has given Jesus Christ, his Son. Oh, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks for he has given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because what the Lord has done for us. Give him thanks. Oh, Lord, we're grateful on tonight, Jesus. Give thanks. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give thanks. We are so grateful, Jesus. Give thanks. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
Ah, let the weak say I'm strong. Hallelujah. Beautiful song. Beautiful.
Over. Hallelujah. We now bring on our very own Apostle Asia Hurd.
Amen. Amen, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
we
the
thank
Lord.
God for such an awesome word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
my
Lord.
My God, just concerning Jesus. The King of Kings in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prophet. Amen. And Lady Evangelist Atkins. Amen. Being with us on tonight. But
yes.
Beloved,
hallelujah.
I just want to encourage you. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet said that everything in the kingdom has a purpose, that God does not do anything purposeless. Amen. I want you
Amen.
To decree that and remember that concerning you. If you are in the kingdom, you have a purpose. A purpose to bear fruit, hallelujah, my God. A purpose, amen, as a redeemed, to create or to do whatever it is that God has called for you to do. And I want you to remember that you have a purpose, praise God. And I want you all to go up in the spirit and bless the Lord. Let your faith grab hold of the revelation that came forth through the prophet on tonight. When your faith grab hold of this revelation, it's going to move you from wherever you was when you came on the line. Hallelujah. When you go up in your praise and thank God for
Lord.
His provision through this word, you will not be
Lord.
The same. He's going to change your address. He's going to shift you. He's going to give you provision. So now no one can praise him for your portion, but you let us give God praise. Come on and
Amen.
Praise him, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift them up on tonight. Come on and receive the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. We ought not to be dry tonight, praise God. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. We're not a desert, hallelujah, but we're a place where the rivers of living water flow. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on up in the spirit, woman of God. You praising him. Come on up and help yourself.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Help
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And beloved, I just want to share with you tonight, amen, the
Bible
speaks of Gene Martin, praise God. I was at Salvation Deliverance Church, amen, at a time that Gene Martin came and preached after the transitioning of Apostle William Brown, amen. And he told us to take our right hand, amen. He says, I'm going to count to three, and you're going to lay that right hand on your head, amen, hallelujah. And when you lay that right hand on your own head, God is going to do something for you. I'm going to tell you, God did something for me that day. When I touched myself, God touched me. Praise God. Amen. I looked at that right hand. I said, this right hand is the right hand of God. You have to learn how to help yourself. We're not here to fucking walk. The word came forth. The provision is in the word. I touched my head, and God touched me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I went up in the spirit, one of the only ones in the church. Demons, daughter, help yourself. Praise God. You got to learn how to help yourself. To the word of God that is coming forth through the man or woman of God that's bringing forth the word. We want to encourage you. Amen.
Amen.
Draws the provision. Listen, that word was foolproof today. That
Thank
word
you.
Was anointed. That word shifted me today.
Yes,
amen.
It did.
Thank you,
I have a purpose in the kingdom. I'm I can create. I can decree a thing. Heaven is in me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Help yourself to the word. Hallelujah. According to your faith, whether it be 30, 60, or 100-fold. Don't leave it empty-handed, for God has spoken, praise God. And as you listen to the recording, when it is released, beloved, I just want to encourage you. There is no way I take out time to hear the word of God. Don't get what I need and tell God thank you. I'm never walking away empty-handed. I'm never walking away empty-handed. Especially not when he sent an authentic prophet to the line.
Amen.
I'm going to get all that he got. I'm going to put a demand on his anointing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The well is going to leave out for that, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to know how to put a demand on it. Amen. Where there is a demand, there is a supply, praise God. Yes,
amen.
But it could be whatever your expectation or anticipation want it to be, praise God. Amen. And I release it back to you, Bishop. You ought to be blessed. This is the word of God, and the word of God is the power of God. He sent his word saved, his word healed, his word died our death and paid our sin debt. And then the word prayed for the comforter to
come back
and to live in us, praise God. Don't live beneath your kingdom privilege. I'm going to tell you something. This word tonight was loaded. The word was loaded, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, it was. What did you get from God? Hallelujah. On tonight. The word tonight was loaded. Spirit and truth, creative power, authority, dominion. The word was loaded, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Bishop, I release the Lord to you.
Amen, amen. I thank you so much, Apostle. Loaded like a like a baked potato. Amen.
I was going to say, too. Yeah, I was going
to say. Hallelujah. You got enough to take to work tomorrow and Friday and feed some of your coworkers. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you. If you are truly a lover of this word, amen, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, saints, as you listen unto me, that you be able to bless the man of God for the work that God laid on his heart to be able to give to us so freely. If you have a pen, you can write this down. The prophet cash app is $PROVAN 161. Once again, the cash app is $PROVAN 61. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. Praise God, beloved. I like to sow into the word. Praise God. Bishop and I received a a word, amen, on his birthday.
Yes,
amen. We sold into that word, praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to get our provision, praise God. But,
amen.
Beloved, on tonight, amen, if there be one on the line who knows not Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, or if they find themselves in backslidden condition, the message
Jesus.
Tonight, the King of Kings in me, praise God, hallelujah. We want to be able to encourage you, amen. In order for the King to be in you, your faith must be in Jesus Christ and his finished
amen.
Work at the cross, beloved. Amen. Your faith must be in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, amen. Upon your faith being in him, your heart will be regenerated, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of the King, comes on in, praise God. And so if
amen.
There be one on the line tonight, you may be troubled, you may be heavy laden, amen. He says, come unto me, those of you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I believe that this right here was a word tonight that was saying, no worry, trust in God, and partake in his rest. I believe that
amen.
This was that type of word tonight, praise God.
Amen.
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 You have been doubting.
Amen.
Amen. Doubting is a sin, praise God. Get it right
amen.
In your heart today. Start afresh and anew today. If you've been worrying, worrying is a sound of doubt and sign of doubt and unbelief. Get it right in your heart today. Refocus
amen.
Your faith to Christ today. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And I just
amen.
Want to walk the sinner's prayer, because Romans 10 and 9 says that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he has resurrected, that you shall be saved, beloved. Amen. Say, Lord
amen.
Jesus, here I am, a sinner
mm.
in my sins.
Amen.
Come into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you died for my sins. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I believe that you resurrected, and I shall serve you the balance of my day in Jesus' name. For those of you that have repented in your heart and confessed with your mouth, or for those that will hear the recording, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl. But it is just that simple. You are now the righteousness of God. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every sheep need a shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. If you mm-hmm. find yourself in the Brooklyn area, amen, that's where Prophet Atkins and First Lady Cynthia, Evangelist Cynthia Atkins is. Amen. In the Brooklyn area. Praise God. Amen. Through the Cash App. Amen, or before we leave the line, the man of God will give you information to be able to contact his ministry, amen, that they can instruct you on how to further live this life in Christ. If you find yourself in the Dallas, Texas area, amen, Spices Ministry of Apostle E.B. Wright, a daughter work of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you can reach her at 800-373-6948. Extension 814, amen. If you find yourself in the Midway, Georgia area, Kingdom Living Fellowship, amen, under the leadership of Prophetess Maggie Cavanaugh, amen, Margaret Cavanaugh, praise God. Her number is 800-373-6948, extension 815, beloved, amen. You can reach out to her, and she will further direct you, amen, in your Christian walk, praise God, amen, because this is a new life for you, amen. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and we are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, praise God. And our number, if you need to contact us, is 800-373-6948, extension 801, hallelujah. Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, even as it was taught to us tonight, that we have to learn how to die to the flesh, amen, that the King in us, the King of Kings in us can live, amen, to the fullness, amen, that he can live, that we may give the members of our body in totality over to him, a total surrender, praise God. Bishop, I release the line back to you.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Once again, before we close out in prayer, just to let you know that Cash App is $PROVANCYNTHIA 61. Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds cleared. We thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you for this anointed word that came from eternity into time, Lord God, that you saw it fit for us that are on this line, that you knew even before time, Lord God, that we would be able to lay prostrate before this word. So we thank you that you fed us on tonight, because we cannot be fed if you don't feed us, Father God. So we pray that there will be no backlash and no retaliation on this mighty man of God. Amen. Father, we ask for a double portion to be poured back into this man of God as he so freely poured unto us tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, and that each and every one of us not only receive this word, that we receive this word where we truly become not just hearers of this word, but doers of this mighty word that was passed unto us on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that not only was this word powerful, but it was a life-changing word, Father God. The King of Kings in me, amen, and the King of Kings lives in you, amen. So, Father, we thank you for your beautiful kickstart that you allowed us to have to this series, and we thank you, Prophet, for your time. God, we thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, and most of all, for your love for the word of God. Amen. Because just like Job said, I love the word more than my necessary food. Amen. Hallelujah. But you are a lover of the word. So we thank you. We thank you for just being able to pour out into us. I thank you most of all that the Spirit got me hanging on to wait till Sunday to be able to hear what God has poured into you. And I thank you for blessing Cornerstone Deliverance Church and those that are attached to other ministries as well, because we're all kingdom. Amen. So, Father,
thank you.
We bless you that as we go our way, Father God, that we'll be able to chew on this word, even go through the scriptures and be able to enhance the revelation and illuminate the revelation that you poured into us so freely, Father God. We thank you, Father, as we rest our heads, Lord God. The beautiful thing that we understand of the advantage we have is that we can get a powerful word, and now we can walk in our kitchen and cook our own meal. Amen? You ain't got to drive home. You ain't got to drive home. You ain't got to worry about nobody pulling their eyes at you in the parking lot. You can just hang up the phone and sit on the couch and enjoy. Amen. And lastly, telling the apostles, hallelujah, if Jesus was here at this time, it wouldn't be the Sermon on the Mount. It would be the Sermon on the Couch. Amen. And with that said, I love y'all. Agape love.
God bless you. Good night.
Agape love.